Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that's both incredibly powerful and often totally overwhelming. Our emotions. Ever feel like your feelings are running the show? You know that feeling when anger explodes out of nowhere, or anxiety creeps in like a shadow, leaving you paralyzed. Well, the good news is, Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about understanding those fiery beasts within and learning how to work with them rather than letting them control us. Think of it like this. Emotions are like the weather. They happen, they change, and sometimes they can be downright stormy. But just because there's a thunderstorm doesn't mean you need to hide inside forever. Stoicism gives you the tools to navigate those storms with clarity and resilience. So, what are some key takeaways from this wise ancient philosophy that can help us understand and work with our emotions? First up, recognize that your emotions aren't facts. Let me say that again, your feelings don't automatically translate into reality. Just because you feel angry doesn't mean someone is objectively wronging you. That anger might stem from a past experience, a fear of the future, or even just plain stress. Recognizing this distinction helps us step back and avoid making rash decisions based on fleeting emotions. Second, practice mindful awareness. This isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about observing them without judgment. Take a moment to really feel that anger, sadness, or excitement. Where do you feel it in your body? What thoughts are swirling around it? By simply acknowledging these sensations and thoughts, we create space between the emotion and our reaction. Third, remember that virtue is the compass. Stoicism emphasizes living according to principles of wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. These virtues act as a guiding light when emotions threaten to steer us off course. Ask yourself, is this feeling aligned with my values? Will acting on this emotion lead me closer to a virtuous life? Fourth, focus on what you can control. We can't always control external events, but we can control our responses to them. Instead of getting bogged down by things beyond our influence, channel your energy into actions that promote your well-being and contribute to the world around you. Remember, Stoicism is a philosophy for action. And finally, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in negativity, but taking time to appreciate the good things in life, big or small, can shift your emotional landscape dramatically. Make a conscious effort to notice and savor those positive moments. They have a ripple effect that extends far beyond the initial feeling. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly someone cuts you off in traffic. Then, anger explodes like a firework inside you. You start clenching your fists, your heart races, and thoughts of confrontation flood your mind. But hold on, remember what we just talked about. This feeling is valid, it's real. But instead of letting it consume you, take a deep breath, acknowledge the anger without judgment, and ask yourself, is this anger serving me? Would acting on it lead to a virtuous outcome? Then choose a response that aligns with your values. Maybe it's simply letting go of the situation, maybe it's calmly explaining your perspective, or maybe it's just taking a moment to center yourself before continuing your walk. See, by understanding our emotions and practicing Stoic principles, we can turn those fiery storms into opportunities for growth and resilience. We become the captains of our emotional ship, navigating life's currents with grace and wisdom. So remember, friends, it's not about suppressing your feelings, it's about mastering them. Take these tools, experiment with them, and see how they can empower you to live a more fulfilling and intentional life. Want to dive deeper into this conversation? Share your thoughts on social media using #EverydayStoicism. Let's keep this dialogue going. Until next time, stay strong, stay simple, stay focused, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.